Drive along Canal Street in Holyoke in a westerly direction. Near the liquor store, along the beginning of Canal Street, you can park. Houston is to the south, and the mills are to the north. This is stop F on the Holyoke Canal System tour. Hadley Falls Workers' Houston in the Hadley Thread Mill. The Hadley Falls Company created this Houston project, the Hadley Falls Workers' Houston. 2 years south, in 1848, to house its many workers. The first residents were workers from diggers on the canal system and workers on the wooden dams. Then, workers who constructed the first mills for the company were housed here. Lastly, there were immigrants from Quebec and Ireland who worked the looms, most of whom were teenage girls or young women. Across Canal Street is the first of four rows of mills that was the Hadley Thread Mill. Later, it combined with Merrick Thread to become the American Thread Company. Now, the mills are home to Conklin Furniture, Hadley Printing Company, and many other firms. A short walk along Canal Street to the west is a fine view of the spillway from the first to the second level canal. The canal system was dug at different times. By 1853, the first level canal was dug to Dwight Street in the south. The second level canal was dug to Bridge Street in the east and to its end in the south at Race Street. The third level canal was dug from its beginning right out to the river. In the 1860s, the first canal was extended just short of Appleton and the second canal to Lyman. In the 1870s, the first canal was extended to Cabot Street, the second canal to Mosher Street, and the third canal added a spike at its very end. By 1893, a long southerly extension was added to both the first and the second level canals. Notice while you are traveling along the canals that some parts of the canals have stonework on both sides of its bank and some of sections have stonework on neither side. The stonework is to strengthen the banks where the water flow is very strong. And lastly, notice that there are sections with stone on one bank, but not on its opposing bank. Any guesses why that would be true? I mentioned that near the Hadley Falls Workers' Housing, there's a small park made just for your convenience of a good view. It also has a very tiny turbine in it. If you go up to the fence along its edge, you can see Bolock Station, and you can have a view of many other mills in this area.